Wayne Brummett here with Allie Alberigo, SchoolHunterTalk.com. Allie, hey, almost Christmas time, man.
I know. It's insane, right? I mean, I look at it, and it's just amazing at how quick the year has gone by, and, you know, it's the holidays are right around the corner. I mean, 2 days away. It's amazing.
Yeah, I'm excited. We closed out, what was it, Friday night was our last class, and then we had a couple, well, we actually had three birthday parties on Saturday that we did, and we actually could probably do some over the time that we're closed. Honestly, we had people asking for a couple of weekends, but we're like, no, we're closed, and obviously we couldn't anyways because we always do some sort of remodeling when we're closed. So, and, so I want to first say if you hear any pounding going on in the background, that's because we just have demolished our front room and taken up the carpet and getting all that set. So if you hear any pounding, I apologize.
Yeah, no worry, but that's a sign of progress. So the pounding just goes to show that you have to always be in the game.
You do. And, you know, you got to think ahead. And I know today we want to talk a little bit about that, you know, thinking about the new year and what it has in store for martial artists. But I do want to give you a report. I know, and last call or the couple of calls before, you know, we talked about high class problems, and so Karate for Christmas was a great hit for us this year. And at the beginning of the year, I'll give everybody the statistics. I don't have all that right now, but I can tell you that we sold that I know of 83 Karate for Christmases this year. Now, mind you, the biggest one we ever did prior to that was 29. So I am static, and we, you know, took the suggestion of doing an open house / orientation. And
yes.
So on January 3rd, we got two different orientation times that people will be coming in for an hour orientation. And we're going to have cookies and water and coffee and run them through a little class, go over the do's and don'ts, introduce them to all the instructors. They're going to even earn a stripe that day. And we're going to just get them juiced, you know, for the coming week when we have 83 new students walking in through the door on top of our, 280 some odd students already. So it's going to be interesting, you know?
Yeah, you know what's crazy, too? I love the – you know, here's another real quick idea, though, too. What we do, when we get a new client in for their first class, we always have a water waiting for them. You know, whether it be our kickboxing program or our martial art program, we have a water. And what we basically did was our own little private label water. It's nothing more. It sounds a lot more than it is. But basically what I did was is make the design. We call it Ninja Water. And, I made a design, and it just wraps over the top of the label of the water. We just tape it on. So that's a cool little feature where they're like, oh, wow, you got your own water brand, you know, that kind of thing. But it's really nothing more than Poland Spring. And we don't peel the label off of the Poland Spring. We basically just cover it up. So that might be something cool if you want to, you know, do the label and have it say, bring a friend next time you come in or something like that.
That's cool, yeah.
Yeah, because it's just a customer service thing, you know, and it's all about making sure that, you know, everyone just sees us as the top place to go.
Well, I know every time I walk into my insurance agent, you know, whether I'm, you know, dropping off a payment or whatever, you know, they're like, oh, if I've got a meeting, like when I dropped my liability or when I dropped full coverage this year and went to liability, I dropped one of my kids because they're no longer living with us and I don't need them on my insurance. And I, you know, our cars are 10 years old. They've been paid off. And, you know, I'm like, I need to drop the full coverage. And, you know, walked in, sat down. Can I get you a Coke or a Pepsi or you know, water or coffee? And so, yeah, you're right. It is. It's just one more step.
Yeah, and the way I look at it is, it's just like, you know, when you those little things, you know, and I did a seminar. I was at Apollo Ladra's Cali for Kids training seminar in Florida, and he had me speak to a group of the school owners that were there. And you and I have chatted about this in the past. We talked about touch points, right? You know, like where we have the opportunity to touch someone's brain and their heart, you know, what would get us that much closer to the sale? And sometimes we forget that every single thing that we do is all about the sale. right? So, you know, from the minute the people search us on the web to the minute they go to our website to the minute they call us and how we answer to the minute they walked in to pull into the parking lot, you know, even that, you know, that's a big step that people get. You know, and then the steps go along the way. So how many times do we have before we even get to see them face to face a chance to screw up?
Right? Yeah.
That's a big thing. So, yeah. So anyway, rather than us going into that in too much detail, you know, we'll get into our kind of our topic. Right. But yeah.
Well, I know. Yeah. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say you have your event and that's, you know, you're going to have a lot of chances to, you know, to make a good impression.
I think so. That's what our plan is. We got to finish the build out that we're doing here first before we can do that. But,
right.
You know, and then not only that, I mean, not only, you know, I'm actually watching on my monitors right now because I'm in my office and the room is like completely gutted. Anyways, I know that, you know, we were going to talk about thinking ahead. And even though that I'm on a break and I know that you take some time off too, we're always continually setting up for the next event or the next thing that's going on. And obviously, you know, for us in the United States, you know, this is Christmas time, New Year's, and then you've got the brand new year hitting. There's like for what I call stapled things that I do every single year. One of the things that I get ready for over this break to start the new year is to start promoting the early bird registration with a discount for our summer camps. You know, and we're going to do three summer. I don't do it all summer. We just do 3 week-long summer camps. And, you know, I've got to get all that information together, make sure the website's together, all the promotional materials ready. And, you know, so that way, right on January 5th, when we open back up, I've got the posters up. I've got the handouts ready. I've got the emails already queued. The Facebook posts already queued. And in case you guys didn't know, you can schedule posts in advance to be able to do that. You know, so anyhow, got that going on. Also, like everybody should be doing, even if you don't do summer camps, you should be getting over the break. You should be getting your Valentine promotions ready. And so that way when you reopen, you've got your posters up on the wall saying that, you know, parents don't buy your, you know, child their Valentine cards this year because we're going to give them their very own karate Valentine cards, which, you know, you can't get anywhere else. You can't get karate Valentine cards in stores. Only we have them. And so that's what makes it unique. And so you got to be getting that ready. And that's what I'm doing over the break is I'm getting all that together. And I know we're not selling on this call, but I will say that, you know, Allie, if you don't want to, you know, pay somebody to design it or come up with the designs and all that other stuff, just give Allie a call because he's got a printing service that already does that. He has Valentine cards already ready for you, which is nice because then you don't have to come up with that stuff yourself. A lot of times I think as martial artists, we think we have to, you know, reinvent the wheel all the time. We don't. Just, you know, swipe and deploy the stuff that's already there. So anyways, I'm getting that together. And then I did this last year. It was the very first time that I did it. And I'm going to go ahead and do it again this year. Although will you tell me what you think, if I should do it or not? Here's what I did. Last year I did karate for Valentine's Day, okay? And it was, if you go to karateforvalentinesday.com, you can see all the stuff there. But basically what it was is you get a month of karate, a free uniform, and a limo ride to and from your first class for $47. And I've made a, you know, we've got a thing with the limo service, and I've got my cost down. You know, and then you factor in the uniform, we end up breaking pretty close. I mean, pretty even. I might make a buck every time, you know what I mean, that somebody buys it. But I did that last year. We had 13 or 14 people do it. So, you know, even if you close 50%, you got 7 new students, right? Or 6 new students. And so, but I'm thinking I've got these 82, 83 karate for Christmas that they're still going to be here. Do I really want to tag that on? Anyway, does that sound bad?
No, well, first off, that's a great problem to have, right, is to be able to have more leads than you know what to do with, right?
But right. What I'd love to point out is to the listeners is that, you know what, it's really a direct reflection of what Dwayne is doing that is creating these opportunities. Like, you know, for both you and I, Dwayne, you know, you gave me the idea, the karate for the holidays. I jumped on it. I mean, I didn't do nearly as well as you did. However, it's all relevant when you think about it, depending on what good is. You know, like, I'm probably going to end up with 14 to 20 leads that are people who already actually, believe it or not, are signed up already to do my school and already in the program. They didn't wait to give it as a holiday gift. They gave it right away, and they're actually training. So you know, that's just important for everyone to understand is how you create the opportunities. You know, you're talking about what are we going to do in the future, you know, and you're already labeling or stating summer camp, Valentine's Day. This is what I find, and I don't know about you, Dwayne, is that people don't take enough time to be planning ahead. They're so caught up in what I call being caught up in the blender. You know, you jump in the blender, you hit the button, you spin around all day, reach out and shut the blender off, and you go home only to repeat again the following day. However, that's a big problem because we never get to see and prepare ahead of time. It's like goal setting. If you don't set your goals on paper ahead of time, you end up writing down what you think you should do for that day, the day of, and then you just achieve what are the most imperative things in your mind at that moment in time, and that's what you write down. However, we should be working on those big goals, and all the school owners need to work on what are we doing, you know, to market the school over the next 4 months, that kind of thing.
Yeah, and you know what I find? I'm asked quite frequently about, you know, what's your marketing plan for the year? And I don't know about you, but I don't plan out the whole year. Well, I do with regards to, I know every year I'm going to do karate for Christmas. I'm going to do, you know, the karate for the summer. I'm going to do a back to school campaign. I'm going to do my end of the year, school year buddy bashes and the beginning of the school year buddy bashes and, some overnighters throughout the year. So like there are stapled things that I do, every single year, but I don't, I guess I don't sit down and come up with a marketing plan for the whole year. I do stapled events, and then when I see an opportunity, I mean, sometimes there's things that will come up. So, for instance, every year prior to last year, I never did karate for Valentine's Day. But I was talking with a friend of mine who had did some, like the year before, he had done a karate promotion for Valentine's Day, and I listened to it, you know, him tell me about it, and I was like, you know what, I've never done anything like that. Let's go ahead, and you know, and I'm going to up it. I want it to be an experience. That's why I put the limo ride to it, you know. And
right.
So I wanted to keep it under the $50 mark because I know in our area the under the, you know, the $50 mark is about pushing it for a trial. And
mm-hmm.
So you know, that presented an opportunity last year, and I think if I run it again this year, potentially I could do better only because I've set the groundwork before, where last year it was almost last minute, meaning that when I went to hit it and make it happen, it was already like the middle of January. So I didn't even start it at the beginning of January. It was like the middle of January. So I lost a couple of weeks compared to what I'll be able to do this year. So
right.
I think ahead with regards to what I call my stapled events, the pillars that I'm going to do every single year for sure. But then sometimes there's ideas that when you're studying something or you see something or maybe you read somebody else's promotion in a magazine, it doesn't even have to be a martial arts promotion. You go, wow, I can adopt that into this and I can plug it into here. I mean, is that how you do it too, or do you market it the whole, or like plan out the whole year?
Well, I actually get a loose understanding of my calendar of the whole year now. Like, I'll start organizing that and starting getting it together. Now, I've already booked special events with guest instructors. Like, I have some people that I'm already in contact with, like Hegan Machado and Frank Shamrock and Lama Lopseng, who is the actual Dalai Lama's personal healer and meditational coach, and people of that nature. So I'm setting that stuff up already. I already started thinking like you did. You know, of course, I have my marketing pieces already done, ready to launch flyers for my summer camps. I have a banner being made. all of that stuff, because people are purchasing in January for their summer, right? So we need to start hitting it now, because that's when you'll start seeing all these summer camp ads going out. They're going to start going out now from other camps. So we have to be out there in people's minds so that they say, hey, I'd rather go to the karate camp, rather than them purchase another camp and then go, oh, I wish I would have known about karate camp, you know, that kind of thing. But, yeah,
right.
We have – and here's the thing. I actually – I have a secret page for my – and it's all my elite coaching clients, right? And I post up little tidbits of information to get them to think ahead, you know, and I had listed like some questions that you should be asking yourself on a regular basis. You know, what are we thinking? What should we be thinking about? And one of my clients wrote back, here's how he marked his calendar. His name is Ryan Blanchard. He's awesome. They own Cajun Martial Arts in Louisiana. He wrote that he's already looking for all the national holidays so he can make his calendar. He's looking for all the school closures, when the kids are going to be off for school. So I guess potentially when he could be doing day camps or week camps and so on. He's looking for the last day of school, of course, right now, to know what's closing up the year and when they end and what else he could be doing. Of course, when school starts, he knows the start date. He's already setting out his belt testing dates, his own personal vacations and planned vacations for the family. Planned activities is number 7, parents' night outs, holiday parties, seminars, etc. And he also wrote the end of the school quarters, like every 9 weeks when they end, because they do a big campaign, which is like an honor roll, National Honor Roll Society push that they do. So those are some of the things that he's doing out of my clients. And those are some of the thoughts that we threw around. So this is what people should be thinking of. What are we going to do in the future, and stop waiting for the future to come upon us before we do something? We have to be proactive rather than reactive.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, that's why I like over Thanksgiving break is when I do my yearly calendar, because that way in December I can hand out next year's calendar in the December newsletter. So that way everybody has a whole month to be able to read and ask questions if they have questions on what's happening next year. Again, with like what you said, openings, closings, holidays, our graduations to sparring weeks to all those type of things. Hey, I had an idea. I don't know. Maybe you've done this before. I don't know. I just don't know how I would sell it. And maybe this isn't the time for the call, but let me just throw it out there anyways. With this hit me over the weekend is, you know, I do the yearly calendar every single year. It's a sheet of paper that has every single month and everything that's happening. Would, going on Vistaprint or what have you and buying a calendar and put – because you can, put inside – those calendars and make like a, you know, for me, it would be a TriStar Martial Arts calendar and then sell that at the end of the year. I mean, have you ever done anything like that?
Years and years and years ago, and I say that years and years and years ago because it's got to be over 15 years ago, we actually used to make our own calendar, totally custom designed pictures of the staff and the demo team and the instructors and Japan temples and all this cool stuff. And then we would sell the calendar to all the parents. It was almost like a forced sale. I had a really cool thing back then where I just say, here's the calendar, pay me on Tuesday. And people would say, well, I don't want the calendar. I go, you have no choice. You're buying the calendar or you're out of my dojo. You know, it was kind of like one of those things. But anyway, so long story short, I mean, I used to do a calendar, but here's the cool thing is I'd say, you know what, all the money that I raise is for charity. And we used to put it towards St. Jude Children's Hospital and all sorts of other really cool charitable events. And that was a great way for us to, you know, to raise some money, get people on the same page, make it nice and cool and, you know, that kind of thing.
Gotcha. Yeah, I thought about that and then I thought, well, you know, who wants the pictures of every single month of all the instructors? I mean, I would buy a calendar that had pictures of my kids in it, but then, you know, when you got, you know, 222 just kids in your program, how do you fit all them into a calendar, you know?
Yeah, and well, you could take some group pictures, obviously, of each class, and like month of January is your little warriors, and then you do a big picture day, and everyone shows up. That would be a cool thing, and you know, and then your special teams and demo team and leadership team and this and that, and then the instructor is another picture, and whatever you can to kind of create school spirit. But you know what I did was, though, that was a lot of work. I had much more energy back then. I was a little bit more forceful with my sales. Now I'm a little bit less. So now every month I basically build a calendar, and I do it in an Excel spreadsheet type calendar format. I then turn it into a JPEG and a PDF, and I put it right up on our website a month ahead of time so that they can, you know, parents know what weapons to bring, how many classes are for perfect attendance, what the stickers their little kids are going to be getting, you know, the themes of the week, the Black Belt Club, et cetera, et cetera. Everyone could go look at my calendar if they'd like right on my website at lininja.com, lininja.com, and go under the student portal, and you'll be able to see the calendars there. It makes them connect a little bit more, and it forces them to our website as well, because we used to print calendars and then hand them out, and we stopped doing that because we want to drive them to our website and drive them to our Facebook page.
Yeah, I think a lot more people are more digital now. I even thought about doing like an app that it would just, you know, sync to their phone, kind of like some of the holiday apps that I have, you know, sync the holidays to my phone. But anyways, those are some ideas that I was thinking about.
Yeah. So
but
let's go back.
Go ahead. No, I was going to say, that's exactly what I was going to say. Let's go back to talking about thinking ahead.
Yeah. Well, this is the thing that I suggest for school owners. This is just my coaching advice, so to speak, is like where, taking the time now to do what we need to do is so important to the success of our school. And I do this when coaching, even in the monthlies. Like, for example, I'm on a customer's coaching monthly program, and I say to them, how are we doing on week one? And they're like, oh, okay, great, we're doing this, this, and this, numbers-wise, financial-wise, student-wise. I said, but we have to set goals prior for the month ahead of time or 2 months ahead of time, so that we can set goals with what we call a map, a massive action plan, like a roadmap, knowing that we're at goal one, which is in Long Island, New York, and goal two is, you know, Connecticut, and goal three is Chicago, and goal four is Ohio, and we know exactly what road we're taking to get to those places. We are creatures of most small businesses, not martial art businesses, but most small businesses in general, are creatures of the moment. They're looking at things and doing things, but they're not very much, they don't have much foresight into the future. They're more, you know, reactive, like we said before, or I said before. So what they need to do is look at that. Like, for example, let's talk about one of my clients was enrollment, and they said to me, you know, we're a little thin on our little kids class, which they call their Tiny Tots or their Dragons program. So what are we going to do? So I said, okay, what are you going to do? He's like, okay, well, we're going to start marketing for that program. I said, okay, great, that's fantastic. Let's build an entire marketing campaign to go towards that program. Let's set it up and say, okay, by April, we want to have added on 20 new people. We want 20 new kids in that program. Okay, that's our goal. Now, what are we going to do to get there? Well, we're going to market. Okay, well, what are we going to market with? Okay, we're going to build a rack card. Okay, we're going to design a rack card, get them printed. Fantastic. How many rack cards do you want out every single week? How many hours a day are you going to go out marketing and putting these rack cards out? Okay, that's fantastic. We're going to do that 3 days a week for an hour a week, and we're going to put them in, hopefully by the end of the month, in over 100 stores, et cetera, et cetera. That's one facet of what we're going to use towards that marketing campaign. That's not the only thing. However, that's what people do. They say, I've had clients that said, I do flyers. Okay, great. What are you doing? Well, I printed up 5,000 flyers. Awesome. When did you do that? About 6 years ago. I still have about 3,500 left. I'm like, okay, you haven't been doing much flyer advertisement, have you? You know, and you know, I asked them, how many rack cards? I mean, I sell people rack cards, 2,500 rack cards, and I call them back 4 or 5 months later, and they still got 2,000 of them. So they're obviously not engaged, actively engaged in marketing their schools and marketing their program. You know, those 2,500 rack cards should last a month.
Right.
you know, or half a month if you're really doing well. You know what I mean? So okay, so then the rack cards is one facet. VIP passes are another. A whole nother marketing campaign, and I say this, and I actually have a program on it, but which you know of, Dwayne, but it's called referral marketing. It's called the referral of a lifetime. That is an entire marketing campaign that almost every single school, and a lot of them have referrals. Every school knows the buzzword. Yeah, get referrals, do referrals. But they don't follow a concise referral program where it's literally an entire marketing campaign on its own.
Right. It's a system, and it's an organic system that just keeps on growing because of how you have strategically laid it out.
Yeah, and you know, when you follow it, the results are there. Inevitably, listen, it's so easy. You get 100 people. If they all refer you one student, you get 100 students. Of course, we know not everyone's going to refer you one person. Some people might not engage. Some people may really engage. But let's just say out of the 100 students, you get 30 leads and you sign up 15. Wasn't that worth it? You know, and that's really what we're all about. So, okay, so referral programs, another thing. And then we need to set up how we're going to do it. It's not like have a referral program. People take the time and they lay out the prizes and what the people get, what the benefits of being engaged are, but they never lay out the program of how they're going to do this, how they're going to launch it, how they're going to follow up on it, how they're going to stick with it throughout the year. And then my last thing, and I could go on and on and on. We want to add on like many spokes in the wheel. So we have many marketing tools that are going on all at once. Okay, last but not least, one comment that I have is that most people get revved up and they get the idea going, like the referral program prizes, and then they lose momentum between imagination and execution. Some people even execute and get it going, but then let it go. And I'm going to give you an example with the Karate for the Holidays. I got 14 or 16 schools to engage in this program. They all pulled the trigger and said, Ali, put me up on your website. I mailed them out gift cards. A good portion of them didn't even hand the gift cards out. I did a digital header for them to put on Facebook. 90% of them didn't even put the digital header up on Facebook. I sent them a digital coupon and said, hand this out to all of your clients and ask them to put it socially on their Facebook page. They didn't do that either. The ones that did do it, and by the way, out of the 16, there's only maybe about 6 schools that are performing really well. Those 6 schools are the schools that engaged. They actually took it from imagination to execution and follow-up.
Yeah.
So it just to show you like how many people drop the ball. It's all in want and wish rather than do. And I hope the people that are listening, that, you know, this is what makes you so special, Dwayne. And I'm not just, you know, tooting your horn, but you go out and you do it. You went out and got the Karate for the Christmas campaign going. You got 80 leads. Now you're doing a orientation, and now you have something else that's going for Valentine's, and you do it. That's why the results are there, right? Isn't that what you'd say is probably your one of the best character traits that you're, you know, that you see, that you need?
Oh, you have to. I love what you said. What's the phrase? Imagination to execution.
Absolutely.
A lot of us, and I was there, you know, I imagined a lot of things. I daydreamed a lot of things. And quite honestly, I can remember getting in trouble a lot of times in school for daydreaming. But now I get paid for the daydreams that I come up with that I execute on. And so that's what we need to do is it's okay to daydream and it's okay to, you know, imagine these things, but until, like Ali said, until you actually put it into execution, it's not going to happen. And it needs to be, you know, I don't know what you say. I say it's better to do it halfway than not at all. And as long as you're not, destroying your brand by doing it halfway, it's better to have it, you know, halfway done and get it moving forward than it is to not do it at all. And to me, the 80-20 rule applies. And what I mean by that is it's better for you to have it 80% to where you want it and go ahead and pull the trigger than it is for you to try to get it 100%. And I think sometimes there are people that get lazy. They don't even do it. There are people that think that it has to be 100% perfect before they do it. But the people that actually succeed are the ones that get it 80% to where it needs to be, put it into place, implement it, and then they fix the other 20% as the system is being run.
Well, there's no doubt, and you know, it's so important what you just said, though, that, you know, it's better to pull the trigger than to just sit in the imagination stage, right?
Yeah.
So I think with that being said, you know, that's important for us all to know. And, you know, but at the same time, many people are these whimsical imagination people. And we know a few of them, right, Duane?
Yes.
You know, they're
I know more than a few. I'm sorry.
Yeah. And we it's really, I'm not saying that I'm great in execution on everything I do. In fact, I have to say that sometimes I fall short between imagination, execution, and delegation. And then when I delegate, I drop the ball, hoping and wishing for the idle, you know, perfect employee to say, hey, this is great. My boss told me what to do. Now I'm going to run with it and do it 100%. And then I usually don't follow up as well as I should to make sure that my employees are executing my delegation, my orders, my, you know, system that I've built. So that's where sometimes I fall short. And, you know, that is a hard time. Even though I do follow up, sometimes they tell me they are, but they're not doing it like they should, et cetera, et cetera. However, most small businesses, I find, if you just did one simple thing, and I'll give you an example. Apollo Lodger was talking about this at his Cali for Kids seminar. He said he knows a guy out of Virginia or Maryland. I don't remember his name, and I still have to look into this gentleman. But what I hear is the guy, he takes his entire staff. He has like 10 people. And every week, it's mandatory that they go out and VIP each staff member for 2 hours per week. And they literally will go to a supermarket. And I've had another friend that John Gaston, who's a good buddy of mine, once told me that he has his people walk up and down the aisles of the supermarket, and they basically will load the shopping cart. And every person they come in contact, they'll say hi to, and they'll hand them and give them a VIP pass. When they get to the last aisle of the supermarket, they go back and they put everything back on the shelves and they VIP again on the way down. So this guy in Maryland, he VIPs, and he says that he brings in like 30 to 40 leads per month. Now, of course, even if he's only signing up 50% of those leads, he's signing up 15 to 20 people or 10 to 15 people.
Yeah, and I was going to say, even, you know, your leads, like I call them prospects, and then when they actually try a class, I call them leads, and then you call them students. That's my terminology. But, you know, even if you have out of the prospects that you actually get from that, even if you only get half of them to come in and then half of them to sign up, even if you have a 50-50-50%, you know, split, you're still doing great.
Right, exactly. And you know what? Here's the thing. Depending on how big you want your school to be and how quickly you want your school to grow, the real essence of the you know, leads coming in and leads going out, or the real essence is of leads coming in and leads going out. So let's say you have 100 students and, you know, you're only losing 2 or 3 a month, right? So at the end of this month, you'll have 97 students. But if you bring in 5, you know, and you're up 2. So now you have, you know, 102 students, right? But depending on the following month, how many you lose. So, of course, there are only two things that are important in growth, steady growth, is retention and also new enrollments. Now, of course, if you could skew the numbers and have tons of new enrollment while retaining students, then you're going to grow quite rapidly. Like, I had a guy at my seminar, and he said, we don't have a problem with retention. We just have a problem with new enrollment. And I said, well, how many new people are you enrolling a month? He said, about 10. And I said, how many students do you have? And he says, I have 100. And I said, okay, how long have you been open? Oh, I've been open for, let's just pretend, I don't know the exact numbers, 5 years, okay? So if you're growing at 10 per month, and you're retaining, and you really do have good retention, you will, by next year, have 220 students. If you're, you know, so it really isn't true. Sometimes we think our retention is much better than it is.
Yep.
You know, so if we have good retention and good enrollment strategy, we have nothing but growth. It's there's nothing else that's going to happen. Right?
So, exactly. Yeah.
You know, we have to, and that's the biggest dilemma in the martial art industry is that we're always looking for bright, shiny new objects. I think we talked about that on one of our calls, right?
Yes. Yes.
You know, and what is the new bright, new shiny object that's going to get me students? And everyone loves social media, website development, Facebook, and anything that has those buzzwords in it. You know why? Because it's easy. It doesn't take a lot of labor. It doesn't take a lot of effort. It's kind of an automated kind of thing. However, it's not the only thing out there. Going out and handing out VIP passes for that one gentleman is making his school thrive and grow. You know, for me putting out rack cards and sometimes doing door hangers and doing fairs and my referral programs, that's what keeps my school in business growing. So
See, it's not just handing those things out or doing the Facebook. There's an underlying thing with that too, is being able to have the right copy in your ad and the right offer to the market that you're trying to get too. So in as much as all that physical labor going out and doing the rack cards, or non-physical labor like throwing a post on Facebook or doing Facebook ads or what have you,
right,
you can have a lousy Facebook ad, and it's not
right.
going to get you. You know, so maybe that's less manual labor. But if you don't know how to put an ad together and a follow up campaign with that, and have the right copy and the offer for the market that you're trying to attract, it's nothing.
Well, how about this, Dwayne? I'll use you as an example. I know one of your coaching clients that you're working with. You know that you had said to me, it's about going back to. You know, sometimes people don't realize that they are getting good ad lead, you know, prospects and students, a lead generation. However, that their sales techniques are terrible. So the way they greet them at the door and the way they sign them up is terrible. So, you know, you could go through. I mean, I have some people that say, wow, we got 25 people through the door this month. How many just signed up? 3. I mean, that's terrible. So they're just gonna live Groundhog Day like Bill Murray, and they're gonna get back into, okay, well, next month I hope to get another 3 and do another 25 leads. And I go like, damn, and I once went to a school where this guy was literally tossing out money because he's spending a lot on advertisement, getting a lot of response from the advertisement, but he was not following up and following through. He didn't have a sales program. He didn't have a sign up. He didn't have appointments scheduled. It was an ultimate nightmare, you know. So we have to learn how to do that and track our numbers and be great at signing them up and getting them in the school.
But Allie, that's the boring part. I mean, really, I got to keep stats?
Right. Right. Exactly. Well, that's really the key. You're right, though. And that is the boring part. The fun part is teaching the students and having a good time and spending the money from what you make. However, that I've seen businesses that have gone and they've grown to superstardom, and then I've watched them slowly deteriorate and disappear. Now, I've had my ups and downs. I mean, I've had high enrollment. I've had a little bit lower enrollment. I've had some months where I've lost tons of people. I mean, there's no doubt the economy and the change of the way things have been has affected traditional martial art training. However, I continually reinvent the wheel. I continually go out there and tweak. That's the only reason why I've been able to stay relevant for 24 years, you know, and still teach traditional martial arts. That's really the success stories with coaches are the ones that have been around. I've seen coaches that have claimed to be the most amazing coaches in the world, and they've had all these successful schools, and then their schools go out of business. So all those years that people were buying into their crap, they had just probably the basics down, which was the sign up, the front end, but they didn't have the back end. And if you don't have all of the areas solid, you know, you may get new enrollments, but they're in through the front door, out the back door. Or you may have, you know, people that only last for a year and quit, and you're in this continual revolving door kind of mentality. So really, what is it that we need to do as school owners? I think that part of our marketing that we talk about of what we're going to do in the future, you know, over the next few months, is to not only think about what we're going to do to bring people in the door, but what are we going to do to keep people engaged that are already there, to build our retention. And that's the one thing that I say in morning questions that we should ask ourselves. It's a Tony Robbins thing, is what are we going to do to grow our school today? And the second morning question is, what are we going to do to keep our students that we have existing students that are there? And the third thing is, what are we going to do to constantly create a culture within our school, you know, to become, you know, a place where everyone wants to be for a long period of time?
Right, right. And that's where, yeah, exactly. Hey, I don't know if you would mind me doing this. And if you do, I mean, I know we're recording it, so it's okay to tell me no. But I have a product that I'm only pushing in my area. It's I gave you a copy of it too. You saw it, but it's the New Year's resolution product, and it's really, you know, creating a vision for 2015.
Right.
And if you wouldn't mind, what I would do for the school owners that listen to our call, just because You know, it's end of the year. We want to help them out. I'd like to give them access to that product. And if they would, then I have like the actual landing page that people go to watch the free video. I would just ask them to put a social thing about the product, good or bad. I mean, obviously I don't want them to lie and say the product, oh, this stinks. But if you wouldn't mind me, you know, giving people access to that, you know, only school owners that are listening to this, obviously, maybe we can help them create that vision for 2015. Would you mind if I do that?
Oh, I'd love it. I think that's a great thing to do. And I think that it'd be something that you should definitely put up there. And let's get that out to people. I think it'll help the clients that are listening. I think it's a program that it wraps up and encompasses everything that we've been chatting about right now. And, you know, it's something that we need to stay on top of and, you know, work with for our clients. You know, I mean, our goal, you and I, our goal is to help our clients grow their businesses and become successful martial artists. That's basically
okay.
What I know. You know, we have an inline goal.
Yes. Well, I will do that then. I'll put that information. And I guess what I'll do is I'll ask everybody to maybe private message me on Facebook that they want the product, and then I'll shoot them the back end link so that they can actually get a user, you know, make their own username and password, and they don't have to go through. See, I don't want them to go through the regular system where I collect their data and they start getting emails from me and stuff. I don't want that to happen. I just want them to be able to get straight to the back end.
Right, exactly. That's awesome. That's nice of you, Dwayne. I really appreciate that, and I'm hoping that the listeners do as well. So let's definitely put that out there. And, yeah, I mean, there's a lot of really cool things that we could do together to really help everyone. And I want the listeners, if you are out there and you're enjoying our calls, you know, please refer us to other people so they can also benefit from what we do. And, you know, also let them know and share with them, you know, the tools and the ideas and those little golden nuggets that you get so that we could, you know, we could share them and build the martial art business, you know, the martial art community and help it out.
Yes. Hey, real quickly, I know we need to end the call, but talk about Atlantic City. I know that's coming up, and maybe some listeners might be interested in going to Atlantic City and hanging out with us and some other people that are going to be there.
Absolutely. Well, this coming January 23rd, 24th, actually the 20, let's look on my calendar. It is the 23rd, 24th, and 25th. Alan Goldberg has the Action Martial Art Magazine Hall of Fame and Business Expo. And we are doing, you and I, Dwayne, are doing a series of seminars on Friday and Saturday, and that's for school owners. It's going to be strictly for school owners, and there's going to be incredible speakers like you and I and Stephen Oliver and Toby Milroy and Apollo Ladra and Aish Ramirez and Melody Schumann and a ton of other people that are going to be speaking at this event. I'm trying to work on right now, which I'm trying to convince my friend, who he doesn't really do public speaking, so I think there's a part of fear that he has, but he has an unbelievable jiu-jitsu, traditional jiu-jitsu school, and I want him to speak on black belt retention, because he's got 160 black belts in his school that are training from first degree to eighth degree black belt, that are some of them as long as 35 years long. So I want him to come there and share that with the school owners. But anyway, so come down. It's very inexpensive. There's you get a dinner ticket to go to the Hall of Fame dinner, and you also could go to the expo. And by the way, if you're interested in meeting star-studded celebrity cast, there are people like rumored to be and almost confirmed. I can't really say it's a confirmed thing, but it's Jason Statham, Michael Jai White, Martin Cove from The Karate Kid, James Liu goes, Carrie Tagawa goes, Eric Lee, and a whole host of martial arts stars and celebrities, Bill Wallace, and, you know, it's so many cool people that are there. And then there's 50-plus martial arts seminars, actual physical training seminars that go on for free for this whole weekend, and it's in Atlantic City at the Tropicana Hotel, which is an awesome place, and it's just a great, great weekend. So check it out. It's hohmega.com, and that's the website, and you can go right to the business side of it and sign up, and we'd love to see you there. It's going to be a fun day, so it should be pretty amazing with knowledge and fun.
And you know what? What we'll do is we'll throw a link on this post as well, so you can get it on this post on schoolownertalk.com.
Absolutely. That'd be awesome. Our, very, very cool. Well, another great call, Dwayne. Awesome, awesome call.
Yes, and Merry Christmas, Allie, and everybody else. Have a great holiday season, and I'm not sure. This might be our last one. I don't even know if we're going to do one next week. So if it is, everybody have a Happy New Year as well. And, Allie, I know, of course, you and I will be talking soon anyhow.
Yeah, and it's not the last one, but the last one for the year.
Right, that's what I meant.
Yeah.
For 2014.
Yeah. Exactly, exactly. So, but yeah, absolutely, Dwayne, great talking to you again. Everybody have an amazing holiday if you happen to listen to it. If not, before the holidays, if not, I hope you had an amazing holiday. But anyway, take our information, and it's relevant to start working on it right now. So take advantage of it and, you know, work with passion on your school. So thanks for listening again, and have an amazing time.